Thank you, Chair. We welcome this panel's focus on state obligations. The next panel will rightly address social media platforms, but states have their own essential role to play. The UN Genocide Convention includes a legal duty to prevent genocide for all 153 member states, including my own country, Denmark. The International Court of Justice very clearly highlighted this duty in its landmark judgment recognizing the genocide at Srebrenica in Bosnia-Herzegovina. The court recently confirmed this duty when addressing the baseless genocide allegations Russia has used to justify its war of aggression against Ukraine. All member states have a duty to employ all means reasonably available to them to prevent genocide. This duty also applies to the digital space. Notably, this is not a duty of result, but of conduct, where states must do all they can. We also note that this duty must be exercised within the limits permitted by international law. In other words, no preventative measure can justify new violations of international law, such as unlawful restrictions of the freedom of expression or of other human rights. In Denmark, we have taken concrete steps to address these issues. For example, the government's new action plan against anti-Semitism strengthens efforts to address anti-Semitism in online fora with a special focus on young people. We invite the UN Office on Genocide Prevention and the Responsibility to Protect to address the digital dimension of prevention in their revision of the UN Framework of Analysis of Atrocity Crimes. We would like to close by asking our panelists how the Human Rights Council, but also treaty bodies, can play a more effective role in monitoring state obligations to prevent genocide incitement in the digital space. Thank you.